These are very special scriptures in that special gospel, the spiritual gospel. There's so much to unpack in there that we could not possibly reach the depths that are presented to us today. Suffice it to say that once again, what seems so simple and straightforward is not. We cannot take it literally. We have to understand the message in the bottle that is sent down to us through time. A message that, if we grasp its meaning, can change you today. Can lift you out of the circumstances you're in and give you a whole new way to deal with it. Can bring you peace when you thought you could never find it. Can take you out of that sense of lostness and aloneness and abandonment and set you into that joy and peace which is the fulfillment of our souls for all of us. So it's the secret of life, friends. It's wisdom, divine wisdom. I want to say first, choir, that was an exceptionally wonderful sharing with us. Have you noticed how Jack seems to pick just the right one for each scripture? Thank you, Jack. Because we tasted there, musically, something that I'm trying to share with you spiritually through words. If something touched your heart in that song, you are on track with what is hidden in these images here today. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Let me put all this together for you so that we can understand what Jesus is saying to us here today. First of all, this is a response. Something has happened, and Jesus responds with this talk of sheep and shepherd. Jesus has healed a blind man, and the religious people are angry with him. Now that right there is a teaching. Have you ever done something out of the goodness of your heart, purely motivated, and someone or others attack you for it? Sound familiar to anybody here today who has not tasted that nightmare? We're in good company, friends. Here is the Holy One, spoken of for hundreds of years, bringing mercy into the world, showing by His acts, by His words, what life is meant to be, the goodness of God. And instead of saying, how wonderful, they say, how can we get Him? And the they, friends, is us. All of us are always in danger of thinking in our box, and anybody who doesn't think like us is an enemy. Of having to go according to tradition and habit, and anything outside of that is suspect. So this is very up close and personal, friends. And before this moment that we have heard in Scripture, we hear Jesus say these very strange words in the end of chapter 9. He says, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind. And you might say, now wait a minute, I thought you came to save the lost, not to condemn, and yet you're saying for judgment. These spiritual teachings are paradoxical. We have to stretch the mind a little. Clearly, Jesus is revealing to us the God of unconditional love, not the God of wrath and judgment from the Old Testament, the primitive understanding. This is new revelation. For centuries, we've confused all that and thrown it all into one box. Jesus reveals something new about the heart of reality. And yet He says, for judgment, I've come into the world. The judgment is not from Him or from God, it's we who impose it on ourselves. When we say, I know, I understand, I've got it, we think we see and we are blind. How much more real can you get? We judge, we condemn, we know. We want the last word. How about that one? We're right, they're wrong. By that behavior, we condemn ourselves because we cut ourselves off from the light. Says, I've come to make the blind see. Understand, this is not, once again, material or literal. Otherwise, He would have healed blind people but forgot to heal the crippled. No, this is spiritual blindness, so that we can have spiritual sight. This is a teaching on how to get spiritual sight. What is spiritual sight? To see your life with new understanding, a new perspective, to break out of the mold of you against the world, of the ego against others, of depending only on yourself, and discover a new way to live, so that you might have life in abundance. And so this whole metaphor of sheep, shepherd, thieves, wolves comes to play in response to having, gaining spiritual sight, spiritual wisdom. In a world where even the religions are blind, are we surprised? And we hear partly through the scripture today that it was the festival of lights. It was Hanukkah. Jesus is walking in the temple at the feast of Hanukkah, which is the remembrance of that time in 167 BC when the Syrian emperor Epiphanes took over the temple and, blasphemy of blasphemies, placed one of their idols, Baal Shamem, in the Holy of Holies. Think about it. We don't remember, we don't understand how profound that sacrilege might have been to the chosen people, to those who had followed the revelations of Moses, and for whom that sacred place without an idol was so sacred that nobody but the high priest could go in. And now it has been desecrated. So Judas Maccabeus and his brothers saved the day, reclaimed the temple. So it's called renewal of worship once again. There could be true worship in Jerusalem. And this is meaningful, again, because Jesus is walking in that temple at the time of spiritual renewal. So let me put two concepts together for you. Spiritual blindness, spiritual sight, renewal of worship. The connection. Jesus is the renewal of worship. What he brings is a teaching that says, no, it's not in the building, it's in your heart. We are the temple. True worship is in spirit. It's not in ritual and traditions, although they may help bolster that. But the new teaching from Christ is the ultimate form of worship. It's being in communion with spirit, transforming the world by channeling spirit into the world, by being that goodness, that mercy that we believe in and worship. We're told those simple words, it was winter. Once again, we could go right by that and say, okay, it was winter, somewhere in December. Or we could understand that in that time of spiritual sight, renewal of worship, true enlightenment, it was winter. It was cold. God was missing from the religion. A religion full of priests who would condemn the holy man healing people has something terribly wrong with it, don't you think? And don't you know that in every form of religion, everywhere, human beings have soiled it with that kind of behavior. So Jesus tells us in simple terms how it is we must avoid that kind of spiritual darkness. Spiritual trap. He speaks about sheep. You heard me say a moment ago that this idea is of a creature that is harmless, that is kind, but most importantly, that is totally dependent on the shepherd. How many of us have the courage, have the faith to be totally dependent on the shepherd? On God, on Holy Spirit. That is a scary thought, especially in this time when we want to trust our little rational mind instead. We want to see it, to believe it. To be that lamb is to recognize the voice of the shepherd. What does it mean to recognize the voice? It doesn't mean some belief system, some dogma to adhere to. which is the religion of the Pharisees, external religion. It means to hear that goodness is the right way to go, that mercy is the form of being we are called to live out. When we're having an argument with the neighbor or the spouse, hearing that voice is making the right choice in every moment of your life. Following is not passive. We have ruined that metaphor of the sheep because of the 70s and the gurus and the cults. And we spoke of sheep as passive, thoughtless following. Believe me, that's not the idea here at all. To be that follower of the way of kindness is to have ultimate courage, to not go the way of the crowd, to not go with the gossip and the negativity and the mean-spiritedness that is all around. It's to go against the current, not only the current out there, the current in here. Maybe he should have said, you have to be an eagle to follow the Holy One. Would you believe that after these scriptures, after this teaching on the hearing the voice of God's way of being, the next verse is about picking up rocks to stone him to death. So even with this beautiful music and beautiful feeling, when it comes down to it, don't you tell me to change. Don't you touch my version of religion or I'll kill you. That's not being the Lamb, because to hear the voice of Christ is to become a non-violent person. And every one of us has to face our violence, our wolves inside. You all know that wonderful Indian saying about the two wolves within you, grandfather talking to the child, one harsh, violent wolf, one good, wise wolf, both vying for control. Which one wins? You have to choose. Which one are you going to go with? You have to choose right down in the daily life, ordinary stuff. This is not highfalutin platitude. This is this afternoon when you're impatient, when you've had it, and when you're about to let loose. Are you going to hear his voice? Are you going to know what the guidance of the shepherd is in that moment? That is how we acquire spiritual sight. Not with a mental belief, with a personal transformation, a different way of acting in the world, a different way of making choices. That's renewal of worship. And as long as we keep it external, there's too much room for hypocrisy, for not walking the talk, for coming to church and on Monday being the biggest jerk in the world. That's not being those sheep who represent that divine wisdom, that purity and innocence, harmlessness, that mercy, because they have heard the voice of the shepherd. They know the shepherd. They recognize the one who will lead them into still waters, still pastures, green pastures, a place of peace and joy that is the maturity of the human spirit. This is our journey. And there are so many traps on the way. So many thieves coming in the side of the pen to give us a different kind of guidance, to confuse us. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. If it's not about mercy and goodness, it's the wrong shepherd. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. The good shepherd comes to give us life in abundance. That's how we tell the difference. That's how we recognize truth and wisdom from the Holy One. The teaching for today, the word of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, help us to hear your words, to apply them to our lives, to awaken to your truth, to that eternal truth that fulfills us forever. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.